About 20 Grand Island residents used their 3 minutes at Monday night's town hall meeting to discuss their fears of Amazon bringing a more than $300 million warehouse to their island.
I'm here to tell you, our elected officials, that Grand Island is not for sale.
I'm coming out in favor of the Amazon project. What we have here on Grand Island is a bunch of fear-mongering, fear and loathing people.
Project Olive, how about letting it die?
It was a passionate crowd, to say the least. Some of the main talking points included the effect on the environment, the distrust of Amazon as a business, and traffic. Several speakers referenced the estimated 500 trucks that would leave the proposed facility every day. Resident Steve Schnepp says he's suspicious of that number.
The warehouse plans apparently call for over 200 parking spots for tractor trailers. I find it hard to believe that a warehouse open 24/7 would send its trucks out on only 2.5 runs per day. We know these facilities can send out an awful lot more than that.
Trust and transparency was a concern for many. Amazon developer Trammell Crow only recently revealed the name of the prospect warehouse tenant and didn't make its investment in the site public until this past February. According to the Buffalo News, now Trammell Crow's representatives said they have shared extensive information in publicly available filings. Coalition for Responsible Economic Development for Grand Island spokesperson Kathy Rahill protested before the town hall Monday night. She said the group is not an anti-Amazon coalition, but wants to make sure the community is educated on what is happening.
We have, around 18% or one out of every five residents here is over the age of 65. And have talked to us about the fact that they feel very closed off from the information and debate about this project.
The proposed distribution center would be one of the largest in the world and has supporters like Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who points to major economic benefits. Trammell Crow says the facility would need more than 300 construction workers to build it and would generate $51 million in property tax revenue over its first 15 years. Maureen Phillips, co-founder of Coalition for Responsible Economic Development for Grand Island, says there's so much focus on jobs it will bring, but she doesn't believe they will last.
The warehouse is already designed to be roboticized in about 15 years anyway. Let's not talk about the jobs. Let's talk about the company.
Phillips asked the board if they'd like to have Amazon as a business neighbor.
Amazon has a record of crushing small businesses. And if you want to learn about that, you only need to look at last week's testimony by Jeff Bezos before Congress under antitrust violations. The company does not deal honestly. It's predatory.
After all the speakers were heard, the board announced a public hearing will be held August 13th at 7 p.m. And while the board didn't commit to public hearings past the 13th like protesters wanted, Councilman Michael Madigan said the option is still on the table.
We're not limited on the number of public hearings we can have for this particular topic. We can have another one
that
if we
correct.
Want to.
Councilmember Tom DeGaudi at the end of the night encouraged residents to continue asking the board's questions if they need clarity.
I'm not looking for facts that fit a narrative. I'm looking for facts that will lead us to make a good decision. And the way I view this through Seeker and through this process is we're not looking for CAB or the planning board or any other advisory board in this town to make the decision for us. We're looking for the insight from residents and from those boards to give us some information as to things we need to look at this project, things we can work with the developer, so that when it comes time to vote, we are voting on the project we think is best. And that's not to say it's one that assuredly gets approved, but it's the best one we can possibly get before us.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.